We continue our state budget series today with a look at funding for the UW system. Some of the highlights of Governor Tony Evers' 2019-2021 budget proposal for the UW system include a $150 million increase in funding and continuing the tuition freeze that's been in place since 2013. In his capital budget proposal, Evers has offered funding for new building projects across the UW system and even at the campus here in our region. We'll talk about these points and more today in our conversation with four UW leaders from Western Wisconsin. As we do so, please, we will keep in mind that the budget process is far from complete. Governor Evers' proposal is only a start. The Joint Finance Committee and both houses of the state legislature have yet to put their stamps on the state budget before it returns to the governor for final approval. So it'll be a roller coaster ride for sure. Thank you for tuning in this Monday morning on the Ideas Network stations here in Western Wisconsin. I'm Rich Kramer, and this is the West Side. Allow me to introduce our guests for today's program. First, joining us in studio is Brittany Nielsen. She is the campus director for UW-Eau Claire-Barron County in Rice Lake. She formerly served as the campus administrator for UW-Barron County and as associate dean for student affairs and enrollment for UW colleges. She is in the studio with me in Eau Claire. Brittany Nielsen, welcome back to the West Side.
Good morning, Rich. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Three chancellors join us by phone. First, I'd like to introduce Dean Van Gallen. He is the chancellor at UW River Falls. It's a position that he's held since 2009. His career includes time as a professor and administrator at universities around the country. Dean Van Gallen, welcome to the West Side.
Good morning, Rich. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. Bob Meyer has been chancellor at UW-Stout since 2013. Other roles he's had at Stout include professor, dean, and administrator. He also led the state's the Wisconsin Indian Head Technical College system for a bit. Bob Meyer, welcome back to the West Side.
Great to be on here, Rich. Thank you.
Great to have you. And then, last but not least, Jim Schmidt is the chancellor at UW-Eau Claire, a post that he's held since 2013. Before coming to Wisconsin, he worked in administration at Winona State University in Minnesota. Jim Schmidt, welcome back to the West Side.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Thank you. Listeners, phone lines are open for you. What are your thoughts on the governor's budget plan to increase operational and capital funding for the UW system? What role do you see UW campuses playing in our region and in our economy? What significance do they have for you, for the state? 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call. 1-800-228-5615. And we have a lot of guests by phone, so if you do call in with a comment or a question you can't get through, keep trying. We will get you on the air as soon as we can at 1-800-228-5615. So as I mentioned, there will be a lot of twists and turns in this process, but I wanted to get all of your first impressions of Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal as it relates to your campus individually or as to the system as a whole. So, Brittany Nielsen, let's start with you. What is your initial takeaways?
You know, one of the things I look for mostly in a budget is investing in our future. And it's nice to see that the tuition freeze is there for our students and our families to make it affordable and accessible. But it really is about investing in the operations and what we do day in and day out for our students. And it's not just high school students. We're investing in programming that's for our businesses, that's for companies around the area. So I'm excited to see some investment coming to the UW system. And, you know, locally for UW-Eau Claire-Barron County, it's needed.
I'll just follow up right away. There was some investment in the last state budget, and the governor, former Governor Scott Walker, and Republicans made a lot of hay about it. So is this continuing that trend, or what would you say about that?
You know, I'm not sure if it's a trend or not, but it's really important for us to continue talking about our service and what we bring to the communities, what we bring to our students, and what we bring to our workforce. And I think as long as we're showing that growth and that development and bringing the dollars back to Wisconsin, that's what we're here to do.
Chancellor Meyer, I want to get your take from UW-Stout on the state budget. You know, what you know, as a starting point, how do you feel about this?
I feel good about it, and you know, I'm hoping there's bipartisan support. As we went through the last election cycle, both sides of the aisle, I think we're supporting some increases in capacity for the system. All of us are living in one of the fastest growing areas of the state of Wisconsin, and we're all, as institutions, trying to find ways to service that growth and provide for the talent needs that we see in the region. And I'm really excited about a couple of things. Number one, the capacity building part of the budget that will allow us to increase the number of students that we graduate in engineering across the board, whether it's advanced manufacturing engineering, computer and electrical engineering, or in partnership with Platteville, offering industrial engineering for our students. Also a focus on IT networking and computer science. Those are really hot areas that we serve. And we're building our capacity as well in biochemistry and molecular science. So those are some things that we're excited about. We also intend to expand the number of internships and co-ops that are offered here at Stout. So that portion of the budget we are really excited about, and really happy that the governor has put that in. And then there's a pay plan that's built into that, too, that's badly needed. You know, we haven't seen a lot of raises along the way in the system, and it's been, I think, really a competitive situation with neighboring states getting talent to the universities, and we want to continue to maintain a high level of quality across the board in this corridor. So I'm really hopeful with this proposal by the governor and hope that it goes through a positive process in Madison.
Thank you for that. Chancellor Van Galen, you are as close to the border as any university in the system here in Wisconsin. So just wondering if you've gotten special attention from the poachers from the Minnesota side as far as, you know, because we've read a lot of stories about people being offered, you know, positions in other states. And Minnesota is no stranger to that. So do you think that this budget, first of all, you know, your initial take on this budget, but also these increases in the pay plan, would that go toward, you know, keeping or even, you know, bringing new talent in as far as professors?
Sure. Yeah, and my overall impression of the budget is certainly very positive. I mean, I think if you step back, a budget is a statement of values, and, you know, to me, the people of Wisconsin have valued and should value public higher education and the way it transforms lives. I mean, the data is there in terms of it's still a great investment, and we have a outstanding UW system, including the three campuses, as well as Barron County in this region, so I think we're fortunate. A couple other more detailed reactions to the budget. To your point, I think the pay plan is critically important, and the governor has proposed a 2% A plan in each of the 2 years. It would begin January 1st of 2020 and 2021. We continue to struggle with compensation for our faculty and staff, and this is really important because to be a great university, it's really about the people who work with our students, provide mentorship. And you're right, we're very close to the border here. We're about 7 or 8 miles actually from the Minnesota border, but a short drive to the Twin Cities, and I think like all campuses, we have lost some talent, staff, and faculty to the Twin Cities. I remember a couple years ago, one of our chemistry professors, truly outstanding, went over to Bethel College in the cities, an easy drive, and we just have trouble competing. So that pay plan is really important and also sends a great message to our faculty and staff, so that's certainly a priority. We can come back, you know, later if you'd like, capacity building initiatives, and then we have some planning money for a capital project as well. But overall, I'm very pleased with the governor's proposal, but as everyone points out, it's a long road ahead, and I think we'll be at this for at least a few months.
At least, and if any past, you know, examples when we've had split government or political control of government are to serve as an example, we might be talking about this into July and August and September. Chancellor Schmidt, your take on the state budget proposal that's been issued by Governor Tony Evers, and also, I mean, there's a big lump of cash that's been designated for a new building at UW's Eau Claire. So tell us about what that means to the campus.
Yeah, let me start by saying I think the Board of Regents did a terrific job in carefully crafting the budget proposal for the governor and for the legislature. One of the pieces that you're hearing chancellors talk about is the capacity building initiatives, and this is this notion of let's put the dollars locally where they're most needed, and I really support this approach instead of having some kind of statewide theme per se, where you try to do things, a little bit of the same thing across the state. This proposal actually says to each of the campuses, how can you best make a difference in the region that you're in? And I think you'll see a variety of different proposals throughout the state, and I think that's a great approach, and I think it's one of the reasons why it's getting such strong support, not only at the state level, but locally from area business leaders and civic leaders as well. Certainly, I think this is part of, I don't know if it's a trend yet, I'll answer the question you asked Brittany Nielsen earlier, but I do think it is a reflection of the state. I think people have realized that one of the big challenges for the next several decades is making sure we can attract the kind of talent we need to make Wisconsin work. And it's really twofold. First of all, we want to keep as many of the young people in the state as possible, whether they go to a technical college, a two-year college, or a four-year university. We want to make sure that everyone can perform at the top of their ability, because that's what will drive our communities, the broader economy, and civic life the furthest. And then secondly, I think we want to be an attractive option. We want to actually attract talent from all the states around us. And we saw that under Governor Walker, and I think this budget's reflective of Governor Evers' view of this as well. And again, it's one of the reasons why during the Chippewa Valley Rally, the Chamber of Commerce had this as one of their top priorities, to make sure that we supported funding not only for the UW system, but the technical colleges as well. And then finally, in terms of the capital budget, it's a big budget request from the governor, and that's getting a little bit of pushback. But we need to understand that the UW system really grew during the 60s, and so many of our buildings were built in the 60s, and that isn't the time for great architecture, for starters.
Yeah.
They were trying to build quickly because our enrollments ballooned during that period. I think the enrollment at UW Eau Claire went up close to eightfold during the 60s. And so many of these buildings are now wearing out, and there were a few bienniums where there really hadn't been an investment in maintaining buildings or building new buildings. And so there is some catch-up to be done. I've heard people talk about, if the roof's leaky, you may not want to do it, but if you let it go, pretty soon you've got bigger problems. And we can point to those examples on campuses across the state. In particular, our poster child is Phillips Hall, which we started construction in 1961 and put a second phase on it later in the 60s. All these Sputnik-era buildings across the system are one by one being replaced. And I think absolutely every one of them should be done, and I think we're seeing good support from the governor. Later this week, the Building Commission will be taking that up. So we'll get the first read, official read, from members of the legislature as to how they'll treat the capital budget.
The first official read, is that the Joint Finance Committee taking it up?
No, it's the Building Commission.
Oh, the Building Commission, right.
The Empire Committee, I believe, meets Tuesday afternoon, and the Building Commission as a whole meets Wednesday.
Sputnik-era buildings. I have not heard that term. I dig it. And also, I'll let you slide as far as talking about leaky roofs with all this winter we've been having up north.
Well, I was talking about my house, really.
Oh, are you? Okay. I'm sorry to hear that.
A little bit of ice damage on the Schmidt house.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it. There's been a lot of that. So, two back-to-back 2% raises, in the biennium. That's what's proposed. Is this... Chancellor Van Gallen, I'll go back to you. Is this going to be enough? I mean, is it sending a signal, first of all, or is it enough to actually bring people back? Because I had been reading stories about people going to other universities from, say, UW-Madison, and they were getting 20% pay increases or 30%. I mean, much larger than, 4% over a biennium.
Yeah, I think truly, it's a step in the right direction, and in the UW system, the you know, the salaries are really built, the foundation is the state pay plan. As individual campuses, we have some flexibility to also further invest in faculty and staff, but the pay plan is the foundation. So this helps us keep pace, if you will, but to be fair, there's still a gap in many areas. And as a system among the comprehensives, our faculty compensation is probably between 15 and 20% below our peers. So that is an ongoing challenge, but it's probably not something the state can solve in one two-year budget. I think it's positive, but long term, I think the state needs to really continue to invest at a higher level.
1-800-228-5615. With that, let's take our first break here on the West Side. We're talking about the state budget proposal released recently by Governor Tony Evers. It's the 2019-2021 state budget that we're talking about. He wants to increase UW system funding by $150 million over the next 2 years. That money would cover a pay increase for UW employees and the expansion of some academic programs. Governor Evers also is looking to continue the tuition freeze that's been in place since 2013. We'll talk about that in a bit. 1-800-228-5615. Four guests are staying with us to talk about the governor's budget plan and how, if passed, it might affect UW campuses right here in western Wisconsin. Brittany Nielsen, campus director for UW-Eau Claire Barron County, joins me in the studio, and chancellors by phone, including Dean Van Gallen of River Falls, UW-River Falls, Bob Meyer of UW-Stout, and Jim Schmidt of UW-Eau Claire. 1-800-228-5615 is the number to call if you've got questions or comments. This is the West Side on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from WEA Member Benefits, building strong communities by enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees, exclusively serving the education community for more than 40 years. WEABenefits.com. Support also comes from De Novo Med Spa in Eau Claire, offering aesthetic treatments and preventative skin care with personalized service to address every chapter of life. More details are at denovomedspa.com.
Welcome back to the West Side. Next week, we'll talk about what the proposed legalization of medical and recreational marijuana could mean for our region. That's next week on the West Side, also part of the state budget. Today, four guests are here for a chat about UW system funding and the next in the state budget that's being debated and in the media right now, but it will soon be taken up in the legislature. Governor Evers wants to increase overall funding for the system by $150 million over 2 years. That money would go towards raising some wages for UW employees, expanding academic programs and internships at UW-Eau Claire, Barron County, and UW-Stout. And it would also provide money to improve student support services for UW colleges and hire more UW Extension agents. The governor's capital budget proposal offers funding for several new building projects, including a new science hall for UW-Eau Claire and science building at UW-River Falls. Four guests share their insights into what all this might mean for UW campus in western Wisconsin. Brittany Nielsen joins me. She's campus director for UW-Eau Claire Barron County. And by phone, we have UW-River Falls Chancellor Dean Van Gallen, UW-Stout Chancellor Bob Meyer, at least for now, and UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Jim Schmidt. 1-800-228-5615. What's on your mind? Share your thoughts on the UW campuses in our region. 1-800-228-5615. So I want to talk about, there was an increase in state funding in the 2017-2019 state budget, the budget that we're currently in. And there was a lot of political hay made about it, about how it was a large increase, and it kind of, the discussion was that because of the reform dividend we had heard, because of tough choices that were made years ago, now the state can put more money into higher education. That was the argument in 2018. So did that measure up? How did it measure up to past cuts? Brittany Nielsen.
You know, one of the things I look at is oftentimes we focus in on our what we're doing daily, what we do in front of our students, what we do in front of our communities, and the investment needs to be there. We have to continue growing. Our peers across the country are expanding and developing and creating programs and initiatives that support their region and their area, and we need to do that here as well. I think one of the hard things is we don't want to fall short, and we don't want to try and play catch up. We want to be advancing in our system. And as a University of Wisconsin as a whole, we should be the leaders. We should be out there pushing initiatives forward and really being ahead of our workforce and ahead of our students. So the investment, I think, is very much needed. I think we're proving that every single day and really focusing to keep our talent local, to keep our talent right here within Wisconsin.
Proving it every day that more funding is needed?
More funding is needed. I'm looking at the talent that's coming out of our university.
Sure.
And that's our investment. So when these dollars come in, the investment we're seeing is coming out. And the talent to retain that is the next big thing. So we're investing in our future. We're investing in our students. But now we have to capture it and keep it local. And I think that's why we work hand in hand with our businesses and our companies to help create that workforce right here and keep it within Wisconsin as best as possible.
Chancellor Schmidt, I'd like to go to you. And I mean, all the campuses in Western Wisconsin were hit with budget cuts over the past number of years. And I believe the number for UW-Eau Claire was something about $12 million that you had to make up. So the boost in funding that came in the last state budget that was drafted, just before an election year, did that kind of make it break even?
Yeah, no, it, of course it didn't. And so to be clear, there has been a disinvestment in public higher education going back to the early 80s. Back in, if you look at the 70s, if you went to a typical UW school, the state was picking up more than 70% of the bill, in some cases close to 80. Today, at most of the UW universities, the state is picking up between 15 and 20% of the bill, depending on what you're counting and not counting. And this isn't just Wisconsin. This has happened all across the country. We all know healthcare costs have gone up, and there have been other pressures on state budgets. And so anytime there's a downturn in the economy, one of the first places states look to is higher education. Now, I think that's short-sighted. I think we all do our share of trimming and cutting during tough times, but it's these institutions of higher education that are really the economic engine for the UW system. If you look at the 10-year period leading up to the 2015 cuts, almost $1 billion had been taken out of the UW system, and that was over Republican and Democratic administrations. The difference is under Doyle, when those cuts came through, higher education used tuition increases to help offset that. So when people talk about the rising cost of higher education, it's really a misnomer. The cost, if you look at the data of higher education, has been sticking close to the rate of inflation. The price of higher education, what we charge for tuition, has gone up significantly as the state has disinvested. And I think that's brought us to this tipping point. So Wisconsin, Minnesota, and other states are putting in these tuition freezes. And I'm an advocate for accessibility, but you need to have accessibility to a high-quality education. One of my mentors used to say, access without quality is no bargain. And I think that As the climate changed, Governor Walker had proposed reinvesting, and now Governor Evers is proposing reinvesting, but it doesn't even come close to covering the cut that came in 2015. I'm not whining. It's just simply the reality of where it's been and where it's been over decades. I think this is a positive trend, and I think all of us on the line hope the economy continues to go strongly, and we think we can be a big part of driving that economy.
That is a big question that's out there, because there have been signals that we might be headed towards a recession. Hopefully not. And if we do, I mean, it's cyclical, but those were tough times, 08 and 07 and 08. So Chancellor Meyer at UW-Stout, let's talk a bit about, the capacity building that can happen We've already kind of touched on that for UW River Falls, and I want to just kind of go round robin here about what that actually means and what you'll be able to do. You mentioned being able with extra funding to increase high demand program offerings it sounds like you want to get more people coming through the mill, basically.
Yeah, that's precisely right, Rich. I mentioned that IT networking and computer science, those are really big draw areas for us. We're basically at capacity in a lot of areas, including engineering, and then in the sciences, again, I mentioned biochemistry as an area that we're developing. All of this is based on employer needs. We have now 50 programs at Stout. Every one of them has an advisory committee that's composed of employers. They're really shaping this. And we know that there's additional talent needs and growing talent needs in the region. And as Chancellor Schmidt was pointing out, we haven't really recovered from the complete budget reduction that we had in the 2015-17 biennium. For Stout, that was $5.3 million a year. I think we've probably recovered somewhere in the neighborhood of about 40% of that. So we still have a ways to go. It's really hard to increase capacity and serve growing talent needs when the budget is constrained in that way. And as Jim said, this isn't a complaint. We're excited about the fact that the state is now looking at reinvesting in the university system. And I agree with Chancellor Schmidt, it really is an engine of economic growth. If we think about just the last graduating class at Stout, they were 98.7% employed, which is phenomenal. In fact, that high employment rate actually has me a little concerned because it's really an indication that we're completely saturated and we need more students coming through these great programs. But that graduating class alone, a little more than 1,500 students or graduates from Stout had the earning capacity, we calculated it, of $68 million just walking out the door. Think of the impact that that's having. And it's largely a regional impact. Our students tend to stay in the area where they get their education. So what a tremendous impact on the economy. So, again, I'm really pleased that Governor Evers and the legislature is considering this capacity building element of the budget because it's badly needed. In really austere budget environments, you really don't have the dollars to invest in new programming and grow the talent pool that we really need in this part of the state. So this is good movement in the right direction.
I mentioned during the when we came out of the break that you're chancellor for now, I saw that you've announced retirement. Isn't that correct?
Yep, that's correct, Rich.
An exciting time to be announcing retirement. Are you reconsidering?
It is an exciting time, but there are a lot of good things going on. We're in the towards the end of a fundraising campaign too. One of the things that I wanted to focus on as chancellor is growing up. I call it a third arm to the stool of revenue here at the university, and that is private support. We set a goal of $35 million in private support, and this month I think we've got verbal pledges that put us over that amount. So we've set an aspirational goal of $40 million. My wife and I are excited to do some things in retirement, some travel, and do a couple of things that we haven't been able to do. These are very rigorous jobs, 24/7, 365, so they're all-consuming. We have a couple things on the list that we want to do and excited about that. But I have to say, too, Rich, that I tell people a lot, you can take Bob out of Stout, but you can't take Stout out of Bob. So my plans are to work from the sidelines and help the university in the future, and that includes our fundraising efforts and other things that we have going on. So
sure,
a lot of good things happening here. We got a great leadership team, and I'm pretty excited about the bright future that Stout has, as well as the institutions that are on the phone with you today.
Well, congratulations on that, and when, So you're writing it out to the end of the spring semester then, or I can't remember the exact date?
Yeah, August 18th will be my final day on campus, so that takes me through the summer and, you know, through the spring semester and into the summer. So there's a lot of planning stuff that we have going on, too, during the summer, and I don't want to miss out on that. I want to help with that. So
okay,
pretty exciting.
Chancellor Van Gallen, as far as capacity building, you know, you touched on some of the things. You know, there's a SciTech Innovation Center that's being considered at UW-River Falls. You know, again, capacity building takes a lot of money, and I'm just wondering, you know, even with the state, at least the governor, pledging to add more money, when we've got this tuition freeze, does that kind of hamper things? I mean, is it, when will people, or when will the system or chancellors or lawmakers, if ever, say, okay, tuition freeze has had its run, it's time to let it go?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that tuition freeze can go on for a very long time. You know, there are basically two sources of revenue to run the core mission of the university, the educational mission, and that is state support and tuition dollars. And, you know, in Governor Evers' budget, he has, you know, funded the freeze, if you will, by providing some additional state support, and that works, and that's wonderful. But in the long term, you know, will the state be able and be willing to make that investment to keep tuition at the same level forever? That's hard to see. Here we're, you know, we have some real positive things going on. One is we're seeing some enrollment growth, and that's helpful. Our last two freshman classes were the largest in the last 9 years, and so we're on a modest enrollment growth trend. That's helpful. And we started a lot of new academic programs, such as ag engineering, data science, neuroscience, criminology, and that really connects to some of this focus we're having on innovation, not just for the sciences by any means, but for the entire campus. I think, you know, we are growing in STEM, but that is all built on a quality liberal arts education for all students. And our new science building, which we've requested as part of the state budget, yes, it will serve chemistry, biology, physics, psychology, but it will serve so many of our other students in terms of getting a well-rounded education.
1-800-228-5615 is the number to call. 1-800-228-5615. We haven't had a call yet. We've got a phone line open for you. Yeah, we're talking about the state budget proposal as it relates to higher education. We are joined today by some powerful players in Western Wisconsin's higher education system. They are Jim Schmidt, UW-Eau Claire Chancellor, Bob Meyer, UW-Stout Chancellor, at least through August, Dean Van Gallen, UW-River Falls Chancellor, and Brittany Nielsen, UW-Eau Claire Barron County Campus Director. 1-800-228-5615. Chancellor Van Gallen, I'm going to stay with you. As far as we read about these demographic challenges that Wisconsin is facing, people getting older, not as many kids being born. How does that, I mean, and also at the UW colleges, we went through a major restructuring that we're going to talk about in just a bit, of course. But at the UW colleges, because there was declining enrollment. So how can we be seeing increases at the same time? What's going on?
Well, the demographics of the state are undeniable, and this is true of many states in the upper Midwest, parts of the Northeast, other parts of the country. The state is getting older. If you look at the number of high school graduates projected out into the future, which is highly predictable, it's kind of steady now, but will be dropping off significantly in 5 or so years. And so, you know, that speaks to this whole need for development of talent. And it's interesting because if you look at this region of the state, St. Croix County, for example, is the fastest growing county, 41% over a 30-year period in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, relative to this region, the point we try to make when we're in Madison to elected officials is, this part of the state is a huge part of Wisconsin's future, economically, demographically, in every aspect. And so it's important for Wisconsin to understand that and invest in the institutions on the phone today. We can be an importer of talent. Half of our students at River Falls are from Minnesota. Part of our innovation capacity building grant is to connect more of those students through internships with the growing businesses and those opportunities that are here in the western part of the state.
1-800-228-5615. It's time for our second break here on the West Side. We are talking about higher education, about funding, and about the state budget. Brittany Nielsen, UW-Eau Claire Barron County Campus Director, is with us, as are three chancellors from Western Wisconsin. They are Dean Van Gallen of UW-River Falls, you just heard him, Bob Meyer of UW-Stout, and Jim Schmidt of UW-Eau Claire. This is the West Side on Ideas 88.3 WHWC and 88.7 WRFW River Falls.
WPR Travel heads to classic Italy September 14th through September 22nd, featuring Rome, Florence, and Venice. This is Zorba Pastor, and I'll be hosting this holiday vacations trip. Our time in Florence includes a visit to the Galleria dell'Accademia, home of Michelangelo's famous David statue. We'll also explore the museums and enjoy the fresh gelato of Italy. Details and links can be found at wpr.org/travel.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a place for great stories, news from around the state, and so much more. There's always something new to discover, and membership support helps make it all possible. You can see our program schedules at wpr.org. Support also comes from Eau Claire Chamber Orchestra. The Master Singers join the orchestra for its concert, Norwegian Symposium, at Pablo Center at the Confluence, March 23rd at 7:30. ECCOchambermusic.org.
Next hour, Larry Mueller and his guests talk about bursitis, a condition that causes pain, swelling, and tenderness in joints. They'll cover what causes this painful problem, what you can do to feel better, and how to prevent it from happening in the first place. That's after 11 o'clock this morning here on Ideas 88.3 and 88.7. Welcome back to the West Side. I'm Rich Kramer. Four guests join me this hour to discuss how the next state budget could affect the four UW campuses in our region. Brittany Nielsen, Campus Director for UW-Eau Claire Barron County, joins me here in the studio. Three chancellors joined by phone: Dean Van Gallen of UW-River Falls, Bob Meyer of UW-Stout, and Jim Schmidt of UW-Eau Claire. If you've got a question or a comment for either of these guests, please call us, 1-800-228-5615. What do you think about the governor's state budget proposal? $150 million is a lot of money to be directing in additional funding to the UW system. What do you think about the tuition freeze? Do you have children that are enrolled in the UW system? What are the bills like? And also, are you a student yourself? We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-228-5615. So we talked a bit about the restructuring. This was because of demographic challenges, but also there were some other forces at play. But Brittany Nielsen and Jim Schmidt, both of you are involved in this. UW-Barron County, the former two-year campus in Rice Lake, it's still a two-year campus, but now UW-Eau Claire, Barron County, thanks to the 2017 restructuring plan. That plan merged two-year campuses with nearby four-year universities. So, if you can kind of give us a refresher, Brittany Nielsen, about what some of the motivation was behind that and where we are today in the process.
Well, we've been moving quickly, as you can imagine, with the restructuring. One of the benefits that I spoke about last time on your show was really just coming together. We've been very, very lucky to be partnered with UW-Eau Claire, and we've really come together as a team. Our main focus, and Chancellor Schmidt, I'm sure, will reiterate this, is that we put students first in every decision, in every initiative that we did. We focused on the ripple impact and what it would do for our students. One of the really great things that we've worked on this past semester and within a few months is a brand new strategic plan for UW-Eau Claire Barron County. And it was a group of community members, students, faculty, and staff really coming to the table and saying, what are we looking at in the future? What does UW-Eau Claire Barron County strive to be within 5 years? And the community outpouring and support for the strategic plan was amazing. We had so many people join our work teams and really come together with their ideas. And it's about moving forward. It's really focusing on being an entity of UW-Eau Claire, being UW-Eau Claire in Rice Lake, and really what does that look like? So we've been focusing heavily on that and then really looking at options. One of the things we see here in the budget is nursing initiatives, and we're excited to look at expanding and bringing a nursing program locally to Rice Lake. And with our...
Like an associate type program, or is it a
bachelor.
4 year?
Yeah, looking at a bachelor's degree, and very excited to bring that. We need it locally. We need to answer the healthcare demands in our rural area, and we have Marshfield Health System, we have Mayo, and they're open. They're ready to have conversations about how we can, again, build the healthcare profession locally in Rice Lake.
And talk about a high-demand field. I mean, we're hearing about shortages all over the place as far as skilled nursing care.
We are, and UW-Eau Claire has a phenomenal nursing program. To extend that program to now UW-Eau Claire Barron County is going to be a wonderful opportunity locally for us, as well as, again, keeping that talent and helping our healthcare industries around us build that workforce.
Chancellor Schmidt, I'd like to get your take on this process. And I remember early on in the whole thing, I mean, people from UW-Eau Claire, people from Barron County held all sorts of meetings with county boards, you know, while the announcement to do the restructuring from coming down from UW system was kind of, you know, it just kind of appeared out of nowhere. There's been a lot of stakeholder input that has been taken. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So one of my favorite quotes is, change happens at the speed of trust. So when you have this, the UW Board of Regents decision to bring together the two-year and four-year campuses, I've learned from having gone through mergers twice before in Minnesota that the most important thing is to be on the ground and listen and to involve people. If you can involve them, first of all, you're going to make much better decisions, because you can't really tell what's going to be succeeding in Rice Lake by just sitting in Eau Claire and guessing about it. You have to get on the ground and meet with people, meet with employers, meet with the community, make sure you're listening carefully to the faculty and staff. During this, by bringing Barron County into UW-Eau Claire, we made it very clear we're going to respect the mission of the two-year campus that we have there. However, a two-year campus doesn't mean that you can't get a four-year degree there. And we're in the process of looking at creative solutions after listening to the business community. Look, you get into that part of the state, we still are seeing a decrease in population. And you talk to the community, they're worried about all their young kids leaving to go to college and not coming back. And then you've got place-bound people that need opportunities, or they're going to have no choice but to leave that area. And finally, if you look at the aging population, their decision to stay in the area is going to be based on whether they have access to great health care. And to have great health care locally and in the region, you need the talent, and you need to be able to recruit people who want to practice in a rural setting. Our capacity building initiative is really focusing on our partnership with Mayo Clinic, as well as Marshfield and all the other area healthcare providers, by bringing three new programs. The first priority is to expand our nursing program to Rice Lake through the BSN completion program. And that recognizes the partnership we already have with Indian Head Technical College, which produces a lot of two-year RN degrees, but many of the hospitals and facilities are requiring or asking their RNs to become full four-year BSN students. This is a BSN completion program, a little bit different than what we do in Marshfield, and we've had a branch operation in Marshfield for 30 years already, so we do know how to do this. The next two programs we're adding is biomedical engineering and bioinformatics. we think these are the kinds of programs that will continue to keep people in Wisconsin and draw people to Wisconsin. And as we place them in internships and help them have research opportunities with area medical facilities, we think we have a great chance to retain them. One thing that I want to help your listeners understand is all three of these universities, and you've heard it all morning, have done an outstanding job of constantly retooling, taking a look at what they need to do to meet the needs of the region and the state as a whole. And you've heard all three now, the chancellors, talking about how they've continued to make change to be responsive. We're not just sitting here on the same catalog we've always had. Clearly, we all have our commitment to the core education that we offer, but we also need to offer the kinds of programs that help attract the students here and eventually provide the kind of talent the state needs.
Exciting. Those are exciting opportunities for students, potentially. You know, the idea of a four-year, you know, degree being offered at a two-year two-year college is very cool. What about the behind-the-scenes stuff? There's a lot of, like, organizational things that had to happen. And was that, from what I understand, it has to be finished by 2019. But early on, we had heard, well, it might go past 2019. So, Brittany Nielsen, you're in the hot seat. You know, what were some of the challenges that you've all had to face as you figure out how to put these two universes together?
It's really leaning on best practices. So we're constantly going back and forth on who goes through the process in which way and how can we change it and adapt it so that it's going to be functional for both campuses. As UW-Eau Claire Barron County, it is completely flipping all of our operations to UW-Eau Claire. But it's been exciting. It's been fun. July 1st has been the deadline, but we've been moving ahead. We've had many different operations already flip completely. So when we look at maintenance and facilities, we are working with UW-Eau Claire 100%. We're looking at emergency management. We're looking at all of our software programs for our students. So right now in the spring semester, we're working one-on-one with our students to convert their email and their student portals over to Camp S. And that's something that's underneath UW-Eau Claire. In the fall semester, we'll see a UW-Eau Claire catalog and an academic calendar that is one. So our students are very excited. They're really starting to learn that they are under UW-Eau Claire. They are UW-Eau Claire, and that we still, as Chancellor had stated before, that we still serve our same mission. We have our small class sizes. And so we're continuing to just walk through this roadmap of operations that are flipping, but it's been exciting. We've kept everyone at the table and really, again, focusing on best opportunities for both of us.
I've got so many questions. I'm going to try to, not just for you, Brittany, I'm going to broaden a little bit here and talk about the UW system and humanities. It seems like higher education in general, at least in Wisconsin, is kind of going through some sort of a shift in terms of, we're talking a lot about job-specific training now at UW colleges or at UW campuses around the state. You know, some UW campuses, including UW Superior and UW Stevens Point, took a look at or have already cut humanities majors because of, you know, they cite low enrollment and needs to cut costs. So I'm going to go to Chancellor Van Gallen because for this one, I'm not sure. I don't think that any of this has had to happen. Correct me if I'm wrong at UW River Falls, but what do you see? I mean, is this a fundamental shift we're seeing in higher education in Wisconsin where we're going more towards a job-specific, performance-based sort of system of higher education?
Yeah, I don't see it as going towards a job-specific orientation because we understand a four-year degree is preparation for not just the first job, but a career, and that no matter what a student majors in, it's difficult for them to see what their journey will be, and that foundation of the liberal arts, including the humanities, is important. Now, that said, our campuses are and need to be responsive to student interest and the needs of society, and that, you know, that changes over time. But I think we need to be very careful to not frame four-year universities in terms of job training institutes. We are so much more than that. We prepare students for a lifetime, and over time, you know, certain majors will grow or contract, and we should always be looking at what programs we offer. And the other thing I'll add to that is I think in the state of Wisconsin, there's been a bit of a shift back towards that understanding. And what I mean is there was a time some time ago you kind of heard, look, we need welders, and mm-hmm. we need them produced in 6 months. And we do need welders. But, you know, that is not what four-year campuses do. And what we do is much longer term. And that's why that investment in UW system is absolutely critical. It's not about the next 6 months. It's about the next generation that we're preparing.
And we're going to kind of go through lightning round here. A couple of ideas in the governor's budget, of course, you know, as we've mentioned right away off the top of the program, is, you know, this is all kind of theoretical at this point. It's a starting point. In the Governor Evers' budget seems to be kind of doing away with performance-based funding for UW system campuses. Let me go to UW Stout Chancellor Bob Meyer. Is that something that, you know, you've all asked for or are excited to see happen?
You know, I was a proponent for outcomes-based funding, and we worked really hard at putting together, a set of metrics that really could drive us towards continuous improvement as a system. And so I think even though I see the governor as trying to loosen up the constraints on how those funds are used, I think we're all committed to the idea of taking a look at those key metrics and continuing to work on them. I'll give you some examples. There's a pretty robust set that deals with what I would call measures of persistence, and we need to try to improve on that. That's an opportunity for Stout. You know, when you think about it, we try to do the best job we can recruiting and attracting students to the university and getting them into these pathways that they're excited about. We want to make sure that they're successful along the way while they're at Stout, and you know, they persist on through the second year and all the way to graduation. Those are statistics that are built into some of the funding requirements. So even if the governor changes the orientation of how those funds are used, really, if you think about good performing universities in this area, if we're focused on excellence, we're still going to pay attention to those metrics. They're really important because they really relate directly to student success, and we want to make sure that we are doing a good job with that. We are a large investment on the part of the state and on the part of the students that are paying tuition, so we want to do the best job that we can. Outcomes are important. So,
Chancellor, I'm sorry. I have to let you go. This is our time. I thank you all for joining us. Chancellor Bob Meyer of UW-Stout, Jim Schmidt of UW-Claire, Dean Van Gallen of UW-River Falls, and Brittany Nielsen, Campus Coordinator at UW-Eau Claire, Barron County. Thank you all so much for the discussion. I apologize for pushing the clock to the limit this hour. Next week, we will be talking about marijuana and a proposal in Governor Tony Evers' budget that would make medical marijuana legal and also decriminalize recreational marijuana. So tune in for that. Until then, have a safe and productive week. We'll chat again next Monday morning.